You're listening to SBS News.
To uncover the mysteries of the past, we often turn to archaeology or art, and at times they provide the only clues about an ancient community or civilization. So when artifacts go missing or become stolen, that can become a significant loss. Archaeology professor Alison Betts from the University of Sydney.
Our past is a universal cultural heritage. It belongs to everybody. It's the story of humanity. And the thing about archaeology is that context is everything. When an object is taken from the earth and it's not properly recorded as to its provenance, where it came from, then it becomes essentially lost. An enormous amount of information about it becomes lost.
That's why UNESCO is holding a summit with experts from around the world to ensure such artifacts do not vanish and work out how to stop the illegal trade in antiquities. Artworks and artifacts are often smuggled out by unscrupulous dealers from countries torn apart by war. And this has become a serious concern for Afghanistan now that the Taliban has taken over. Professor Betts has worked with a particular focus on the country.
Afghanistan is one of the most important countries across the wider Asia for our heritage, and we know so little about it because of its history of war and turmoil.
Previous relics of Afghanistan's ancient past have been recovered and returned earlier this year. The collection of 33 artifacts was seized from a New York-based art dealer, who authorities say was one of the world's most prolific smugglers of antiquities. Archaeologist Professor Peter Stone from the University of Newcastle says the trafficking is in most cases connected to other forms of organised crime, and army raids on smugglers have shown just how close the relationship is.
On one side of the room, there are illicit guns. On the other side, there are stashes of money. On the third side, there are drugs. And on the fourth side, there are antiquities. It's the same problem. And antiquities is, and cultural property in general, is just a facet of large-scale criminal activity.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization says illicit trafficking affects all regions of the world, and its impact has been exacerbated by the pandemic. There have been reduced surveillance, protection and resources, while closed museums and archaeological sites have been looted on a large scale. Mr. Stone is also the former president of Blue Shield, an international NGO created in the 90s, to advise UNESCO on the protection of cultural heritage in the event of armed conflicts. He says the criminal activity is expanding.
Illicit markets, the biggest markets have traditionally been London and various centres in the United States. That's expanding. There are now markets in the Far East, in China and elsewhere, and also in South America, and to some extent in the Gulf. So it's a trade, it's a problem that is growing in terms of market, and therefore the knock-on effect of that is the source countries get targeted more frequently.
Years of conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan have fueled the illegal trade, allowing militants to raise arms and launder money. As Afghanistan becomes increasingly isolated from the international community, concern is growing not just for its people, but its heritage. Organizations like the Blue Shield and UNESCO are bracing themselves for a greater increase in the illegal trade.
There are those objects that are in museums that we know about. We have lists of those, and many of those may be at risk if the Taliban follow through with the sort of thing that they did in the past, as opposed to what they are claiming they will do at the moment.
That worries many, particularly archaeologists passionate about history. But as the Taliban claim they were ruled differently to 20 years ago, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Then there are the material out in the rural areas, in the archaeological sites, on buildings, which again may be targeted by the Taliban or their associates for being, in their terms, un-Islamic and against their interpretation of Islam.
Professors like Ms. Betts hopes that the UNESCO summit will provide solutions needed to tackle illegal trade in antiquities.
We really hope that these things will not occur, and that it will be able to stay stable. It had a wonderful museum which was destroyed under the previous Taliban regime, and it has been rebuilt with foreign funds, and we have no idea what will happen to that museum. It would be a tragedy if that was once again destroyed. And its artifacts scattered and spread, because these things are part of world heritage.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.